Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Growth is not automatic by reason of time. Your spirit must be fed, and you must exercise your faith and your love and your spirit. And if you're getting fed spiritually and you're exercising spiritually, you'll grow. So what the Bible said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. You're not going to grow up spiritually just hearing preaching on politics and social reform and theories and people's ideas and opinions and experiences. Your spirit must be fed the Word, and the Bible talks about in faith, nourished up in the words of faith. Now, that doesn't mean every sermon is about faith, but every sermon is in faith, right? Yes, do you remember the first time you really heard words of faith? I do. I had been in church for some years, and not knocking anybody, but just sometimes people, if people don't know the Word, they're going to preach something else. I mean, if you don't know the Word, how are you going to preach the Word? You'll preach what you think, and you'll preach your opinions and your experiences and what you heard somebody else say and your church's position, right? And theories and every other thing. But I remember in my mid-teens, I guess, first time I heard words of faith, and I heard a cassette tape. And when I heard it, I turned it off, and my head didn't get half of what the man said. But my spirit is going, yeah, yeah, give me some more. Yeah, yeah, give me some. It was the first time since I'd been born again that I'd really been fed. And my spirit knew it. And man, I got hungry for it. And every day when I'd get through a work, I'd come back to my Phyllis and my little trailer, our little Marriott mobile home. With the red shag carpet and genuine imitation leather sofas, and put the tape on in after supper, and I'd listen and take notes and listen and take notes. Didn't realize it, but God was getting us ready. He was building my faith enough to where I could answer the call. And you know, it's like anything else. Have you ever exercised your calf muscles? Anybody ever exercised your calf muscles? I did this week. I was in the hotel room, and I had a test coming up, and I wanted to get my blood circulating real good before I got in there and took that test and had to use my mind. So I thought I'd do me 100 side straddle hops real quick. So I did. Everything was cool. Till the next day, I got up and I went, ow, ow, what's wrong with my... I was very aware of my calf. Well, I had calves the day before, right? They didn't go anywhere. But that day, I am much more aware of my calf than the previous 24 hours. Why? Because I exercised them. Now, when you start feeding your spirit and you start exercising your spirit, you're going to become more aware of your spirit, and that's where the Holy Spirit lives, so you're going to become more aware of Him. And then you're going to be able to learn and be aware of and cooperate with His movings, and you're going to yield to Him better as you develop. And He said this manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Every man, not just so you can sit in your chair and go, whoopee, I'm having an experience, but so it can benefit somebody and help the whole body, and Jesus gets glorified. Let me say it again. Spirit of God, what is He interested in when He's moving? What does He move to do? Manifest the Word. We read it in Genesis. He was hovering over the face of the deep. Why? Why is He there? Very next verse says, God said. Light be. Then what happens? Light. That's some kind of power was released and manifested. Well, why does it tell you just a few words before the Holy Ghost was hovering? What's he hovering for? Well, he brought that word into manifestation. Right? Is he still hovering today? Is he lost any of his power? Is he still ready to manifest and bring the word of healing to pass, the word of prosperity to pass, the word of protection to pass? Oh, he's ready. He's ready. He's ready. When the word of God, not just your words and my words, his words are spoken in faith, then the Spirit of God moves to manifest that word. He's here tonight. You know, when something comes through me and you look and go, whew, yeah, whew, glory to God. That's not because Keith is so dynamic. That's the Spirit of God quickening that word inside you. That's not me. That's him. Right? So it's not like he never moves. He's been moving around here all the time. He's moving tonight. He moves when you're sitting in your chair with your Bible. You're reading your chapter and you get something you never saw and you go, whew, glory. Well, he just manifested that word to you. Right? Anywhere, anytime, he is moving. But he can move more. Right? Much, much. He manifests the word. What else does he do? He magnifies. Now, what does magnify mean? Well, here's two definitions, very good ones. One key word for magnify means to grow or increase. Grow or increase. Another one, boy, I like this one. To magnify means to cause to be held in greater esteem or greater respect. And boy, that certainly fits here. To cause to be held in greater esteem or greater respect. Is the Spirit of God interested in you and I respecting Jesus more? Yes, and esteeming him greater. Yes, and more. He's not going to increase. It's just we're going to realize some more about how big he is and how wonderful he is. He's magnified in us and to us. Now go to John 14. Let's remind ourselves of this. This is why Jesus said, one of the big reasons, 16. Go to John 16, 14. 14, 15, 16, all through these chapters is so much about the Holy Spirit. But for right now, just 16. And see, one of the main reasons Jesus said the Spirit of God was coming and what he would be doing, how he would do it. John 16. John 16, 13, we'll begin reading, says, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of what? Two more things that you can tell. When the Spirit of God moves, it'll always be absolute true and truth. And when he moves, it will be love. And you can tell wrong spirits and a wrong spirit in a person or something else by selfishness and by falseness. Someone said, you know, I've heard people say, well, boy, you know, so-and-so, they're a good guy. They got a good heart. But boy, watch them, they'll lie to you. Well, no, that don't work. Amen. Right? When the Spirit of God moves, he is the Spirit of truth. And he also is God. God is love. So when the Spirit of God is really moving through somebody, they're not out to what they can get out of you.
That's right. Amen.
And they're not going to deceive you. The Holy Ghost never deceives, and he is not selfish. And he magnifies Jesus. Keep reading here and you'll see that. He said, he shall not speak of himself. I said this, but I'll repeat it. I had the privilege of teaching the subject of the Holy Spirit in Rhema for several years. And when I was preparing on that during the summer before the classes began, as I just was immersing myself in the Word, I was studying on the person of the Holy Spirit, that He is a person. And if you'll study the Scriptures, He speaks, He hears, He has what we might call emotions. He has feelings, He can be grieved, He can be vexed, He can be pleased. And as I began to get into this and study this, I saw, man, the Holy Spirit's real. I just stopped at my desk. I said, Holy Spirit, You're real. You're a person. I can know You like any other person I know. Tell me about Yourself. I just said it out loud because it came up in my spirit. And when I did, He said, when He has come, He'll not speak of Himself. I don't mean I heard an audible voice. In my spirit, He brought that up, and I thought, okay, all right. Right, I got it. Tell me about Jesus.
There you go.
Oh, did you get that now? Did He say this? Keep reading. He shall not speak of Himself. Then is He going to anoint people to talk about themselves? This is another way you can tell something that is not the true moving of the Spirit. Somebody that takes half the service telling you about how great of a prophet they are, or how great of an apostle. And it's a subtle thing. Again, youth are susceptible to this kind of thing because of pride and ignorance. And I'm talking about spiritual youth now. I made some mistakes in that area myself when I first began. You know, I'm thinking about my ministry and my call and my anointing. And the more you talk about that and the more you think about that, the further you're going to get away from it, because the Holy Ghost is not coming, moving to glorify you. And people, you know, in their immaturity, in their carnality, they daydream about me having all this power. People do. In their immaturity and their pride, their spiritual pride, they daydream about me having all these experiences. Oh, about me getting caught up in the glory and me seeing things and me having power. And oh yeah, I'll preach and there'll be so much power, it'll just knock the people down. And I'll lay hands on people and there'll be so much power, it'll just roll them back in the back of the building. And ooh, I'll have power that maybe there'll be lightning bolts might fly off my fingertips. Whoo, because I'll have power. But what they don't hear is all this, I'll have, I'll see, I. The Holy Ghost is not interested in everybody leaving, oohing and aahing about you. He's not here to manifest Keith and to glorify and magnify Keith or Susie or Bill or Tom or anybody else except the Word made flesh, Jesus the Messiah, the Christ. It's Him and nobody else. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me